Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Who's just a rookie, hasn't played a regular season game.
Nope.
And I know we spent a couple days ago. I'm rooting for this guy to get it figured out, man, real quickly. And, you know, I don't know if the guys he's hanging out with or whatever, but the whole – we're just talking about the car thing and all the problems. And so he apparently apologized to the head coach, the general manager, and had to apologize to the whole team when he was together. Had to stand up and do it. And so they decide to go ahead and play him. Like, I wasn't sure if he was going to play last night after this, but they get him out there, a little shorthanded to receiver.
I think that's the reason why.
Antonio Callaway has three catches for 87 yards, including a 54-yard touchdown on a quick post pattern.
Not bad.
How's that?
Not bad.
Drags his feet on the sideline, makes a nice catch there. This guy hadn't played a lot of football. Check that. He hasn't played football in a year.
Yeah. It's like he tore his ACL. He was out for 18 months.
A little more. And so it's a hell of a story. I will tell you this. You don't think the GM and head coach are sitting there next to each other coming home from New York going, well, at least we know why the hell we're putting up with this.
This guy's a fourth-round pick. I think we hit a home run with this guy.
If we can. But
got to keep him on the field, though.
Now, if I'm the GM, I've talked to a GM about this before. Certain guys, when they go home and stuff starts to, you start to find out stuff and you talk to the life coach that they have and talk to security, there are certain guys that you worry about. Like, we used to have two guys who were always in strip clubs without saying who they were, two defensive backs. And you're always like, oh, man, I just hope, you know, you just hope they don't get arrested.
Yeah.
Right?
No 2 a.m. phone calls, 3 a.m. phone calls.
It's almost like having your own kids. Like, I've been through that where you're like, you're waking up all the – and I always said, man, I'm not going to be that parent. But when you got girls and they're out, and then you look up and you're waking up every 2 seconds and going, that's 1:30, 2.
Still nothing.
And yeah. Then you wake the wife up and go, text. I want to know where she is.
Yeah.
You got the tracker on the phone? I mean,
find my iPhone. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because and then they come home like, what's the big deal? I mean, where I've been with my friends
and I'm home and I'm safe. Well, it's 3.
Yeah, but you're like, you know, I used to remember that and it was like, man, why are you like that? Like, they're fine. And now, so can you imagine being a GM?
No.
And you got a guy that can help you win games
right now.
And you're just like, all right,
yep.
Hey, listen, we get home, we're off tomorrow. That doesn't mean you guys.
No, it's a weird situation because this guy 100%, if on the field, is going to help this team.
If he gets it figured out and Antonio Callaway doesn't have any problems, right? This is it, and the light goes off and he's good, they're going to have one hell of a fourth-round pick.
Oh,
and for all those bad picks,
steal.
Cleveland is going to feel really good
about
what they have. So anyway, that was a one story that we talked about. The other story, the Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin in the last week or so, Zach, came out and said, I just wasted my life. I wish I would have been drafted anywhere but with the Carolina Panthers. So he started with the team, then he goes, Cam Newton is your quarterback. I mean, if I wish I would have had any other quarterback but Cam Newton. He started naming, you know, Ben and Tom and all the other guys. And so last night, Cam Newton confronted him.
Yep, right on the field. Right,
like, all right, bro, you talking smack about me? What's the problem? Like, Cam was hurt by it.
Of course he was.
He was either hurt or just bothered, wherever you want to put it, because he went up and he wasn't joking around. Like, you saw Cam's face. Like, he went up. Like, not to fight, but like, all right, dude, you're saying all this stuff through the media.
Like, I'm right here, man. What's the deal?
And, hey, listen, there's not one receiver wants to be called out by.
Oh, can you imagine if it was the other way around?
Not a quarterback wants to be called out by a receiver.
Well, yeah, of course not. Like, he wasn't good enough. He wasn't accurate. If I was anywhere else, it would have been such a better fit for me. The wrong team drafted me. Like, hey, buddy, you got hurt and missed a season, and the team went to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Was that last camp that he came in super heavy?
He was 275 pounds.
He came in like looking like a tight end.
Tight end? It's small offensive lineman.
So, yeah, anyway. So he confronted about 45 seconds and was awkward. Dave was trying to talk, and finally Kelvin Benjamin just looked like he went, dude, I'm out here. I don't want to talk to you.
Yep. And Cam was kind of chasing him down a little bit. Hey, I'm not done talking to you. Until finally Kelvin just put his arms up and Cam walked away. Yeah. But, yeah, it was awkward. It's another awkward moment last night.
A couple of first-round picks, former first-round picks.
But it's from the graces of the NFL scheduling gods that the first preseason game comes.
It's Thomas Davis, right? The
Thomas
linebacker.
Davis, yeah, yes.
Yeah, everybody wanted to know who that was.
I thought it was a trainer or something. I had no idea.
Oh, that's Thomas Davis. He's one of the best linebackers in football.
Didn't know.
Kyle Walker was for that. This badass linebacker who makes like 150 tackles a year, and they're going, hey, you mind getting out? Cam scooted him
out of the way.
Cam gave him the, you need to leave right now.
Give me a minute.
Need to talk to our former teammate here.
Thomas Davis probably shooting the bleep with him. Hey, man, what's it like?
Oh, yeah, he said, you didn't talk trash about me. How's everything? You
know, Cam saw it and walked up and said, Thomas, I need a minute, bro.
Anyway, that was
football started. You're going to get storylines like this. This was just different because there is a chance that Carolina and Buffalo not on the same schedule for 2 years. Instead, their preseason game number one, 5 or 6 days after Kelvin Benjamin throws a grenade at Cam Newton. I mean, literally, a nunchuck, like hit him over the head with a hammer, and then, there you go. See you preseason game number one on the field.
You don't see that a lot.
No, you don't. You don't. You do not.
You don't see guys
confronting someone like that on the field after he talks trash about you? No, 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 no.
Cam's a pretty good franchise quarterback.
Listen, there's 32 teams that'd be happy with Cam Newton.
He is. I mean, I don't know if it's everybody. He's one of the more physically, maybe the most gifted quarterback in the game.
He single-handedly took that offense to the Super Bowl
a
couple years ago.
His MVP year, he was ridiculous.
He was rushing the ball, throwing the ball. Yeah. He was amazing that year.
Hey, real quickly, the Miami Dolphins last night. It was a roller coaster first game. A little bit of everything. Pass protection was really good. Handful of young guys stood out on the TV last night and were around the ball. The biggest disappointment for me last night was I'll start with pass coverage because it just didn't look like there was any anywhere. There was a couple of broken coverages that looked like where guys are looking at each other and they're wide open, so there was something not right. And with that, I just didn't think the pass rush was good enough. Now, sometimes they get rid of the ball. There's nothing you can do, but I just thought there was a lot of guys getting blocked last night. Couldn't get off blocks to get more pressure on the quarterbacks, who, by the way, went 37 for 47. Tampa Bay's quarterbacks, the three of them, 37 for 47 for 326 yards. So I'm guessing
that'd be a Drew Brees type game.
All right? Those guys were going, hey, man, feels pretty good. Yeah, this is good. Good way to start.
Let's go back and watch a tape from last night's game for the Tampa Bay quarterback room. Wow, you looked good. You looked good. And you looked good last night.
Yeah. Just they had time, and the coverage was just not – guys just weren't in position to make
– I mean, it's preseason game one. I'm not nervous yet about the defensive line.
But they've been doing this a couple weeks.
Look good last night.
You're not going to win all the time, but you like to see them get their hands on the ball a few times.
How about just play good? Like last night, there was no pass rush. Now, I know that there's a certain guy didn't play on one edge. That gives you an advantage sometimes because he's the best pass rusher on your team. That's fine. But it just overall didn't look very good last night. Tampa Bay doesn't have a world-beating offensive line either. There's not three Pro Bowlers on that offensive line.
They had three of their best linemen out last night.
That's what I'm saying. You should have gotten some.
That was the other thing.
Yeah, should have gotten in there last night.
Hey, man. They had two right tackles out and a left tackle out last night. And you're like, this is it's not what – I thought maybe they'd change their offense a little bit, but they marched right down that opening drive and made it look – there were no plays. I think once the quarterback scrambled, only got 3 yards, but outside of that, they made quick work. And the field position, if it was a game, field position Tampa Bay started with on all their drives were just too short of field. I'm sure the coach would not worried about that last night, but if that was in the season – starting field position for Tampa Bay in that first half versus Dolphins was a big win for Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing is you're looking up there almost into the fourth quarter, and the Dolphins are 0-for-9 on third down, which is that's a big stat. Like, third down is a huge stat, and you know, you always think about it because the Dolphins have struggled with this third down stuff.
Seems like forever.
It kills time of possession. What kills drives, obviously. They're in these third and long, which gives you basically got to drop back, and you know they're in a bunch of those. You got to just get out of those. But they finally got a couple late in the game to end up. Would they go 2-for-12?
Yeah,
I think
two for 12. Yep,
for third down, and that's got to
get
fixed.
6-of-13, by the way.
Yeah. I take 6-for-13. That, by the way, if you had that during the year,
yeah, that'd be 40-something
percent,
yep,
that would be one of the tops in the league.
Absolutely.
So that would that'd
2-of-12 is not going to win a lot of games. You go 2-of-12 on third down through, you know, for the season, you average it. That's 17%.
Yeah,
it's you're not going to move the ball that much.
That's not going to get it done. Anyway, we'll have more David Fells and Brock Osweiler and Ryan Tannehill and and Bryce Petty. Hey, Bryce, get in there. You got the last drive. A few minutes left. I'm done going back and forth with Osweiler and Fells. You're in, huh? Here, let me warm it up real quick here. Marches him right down for a touchdown.
Bryce Petty's my backup.
Were you surprised? That was a surprise. Yes. Like, I look and I go, okay, what numbers is coming in? 14. Go get him, Bryce Petty.
Also very coincidental that number 14, Jarvis Landry's old jersey, it says Petty on the back of it. Well done, Dolphins. You don't even know what you did, and it might be my favorite jersey on the whole team.
Wow, you're right.
I actually think the funky Buddha guys should get that Bryce Petty's jersey and put it up.
Leave those funky Buddha guys. They got so much exposure.
Last night, they tapped off the beer for the first time.
They're doing pieces on
Landry's
TV.
Tears.
Those two brothers are like, it was the greatest marketing job they've ever done.
Guys got to get a Bryce Petty jersey and put it up. If this guy doesn't make the team, it doesn't matter. You got to get a Bryce Petty jersey
now,
and put it up.
Now you're trying to help him make new
Those
beers.
Are my guys.
How come everybody says that about the two brothers at Funky Buddha?
Because I like them a lot, okay. And I like their beer. It's really good. All right, guys, we have a nice show coming up for you. Omar Kelly's going to join us later on. Mike Florio for his Friday football fix here as well. We'll talk more about that and the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. A ton of text messages coming in. We'll talk about that. And this hour, too, Hollywood's headlines all coming up. Big 7 o'clock hour. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back here on a Friday morning. Happy Friday to everybody out there that stayed up late and got through whatever you might be, one of the 12 games a fan of last night. 24 teams played. The rest will play tonight and tomorrow night. As last night, Tampa Bay beats the Dolphins. I shouldn't even do the score, but it was 26-24.
No, you got it. Some people care.
And we saw a little bit of everything from a lot of different people. We saw Fells and Osweiler going every other series till the last one of the game, and Bryce Petty got to play and marched him right down the field, hit Isaiah Ford for a winning touchdown. It looked to be the winning touchdown before the Dolphins went to a prevent defense, softened it up. And it was softer than soft.
Yeah, it was.
Because after guys would catch the ball underneath, they'd run for 8 or 9 yards.
That's right.
So the little dump-offs were, 17-yard plays, 18-yard plays, 19-yard plays. Threw it down the field. Guys were open. And next thing you know, heck, I didn't even think they were going to kick the field goal. I just thought they were going to go in and score. Waiting for somebody to slow them down
and
make a play. So it didn't
preseason
happen.
Prevent stinks. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It stinks.
Prevent in general, for
it,
the
it
most
stinks.
Part, is
you're winning the game 34-7.
Hey,
it's going in the fourth quarter.
I wonder why you
win 34-21. You know,
I saw something at the end of the game I've never seen before.
Ooh.
I think we're going to see more of it. I don't know if they showed it on TV. So the last play of the game, Dolphins only had 9 seconds left. They were that long way to go before they were going to get close enough to kick a field goal. So they go to this new defense. I think we're going to see a lot more of it. Did they show the guys lining up? Two guys deep in the middle of fields, split in halves, and three guys on each side facing in, protecting the sideline. I've never seen it.
Wow, no,
no, literally
see that.
Three
really?
Guys with their backs to their team on each side to the teams looking in. Basically, you're not going to get out of bounds.
Wow,
so you get close enough to kick a long field.
Didn't
goal.
Even notice that.
So they showed this, and you know you're going, wow, I've never seen it. So Tampa Bay did it, of course. Petty throws it over that way, gets picked because the guys are standing on the sidelines, which I don't know if they showed it because it was the end of the game.
I didn't even see it. No,
to get
I didn't
out
notice.
Of there. So it got intercepted because, first of all, those guys they're lined up over there.
Well, I mean,
so when they had to run over that way, they're already on the side. When I say they're on the side, they were like 1 yard off.
Wow.
Off out of bounds.
Is that the new don't let the guy get out of bounds defense?
Make them throw it in the middle of the field. Everybody attack in from the outside
and
both
running.
Sides. Keep it. You're done. Nothing you can do.
Wow. Did not see it last night. That's pretty interesting.
It's got to be in the right situation when
yeah.
you got no timeouts
of course.
And all that stuff. But
I can't wait for a team to do that and the guy catch the ball in the middle and just runs all the way downfield, scores a touchdown, gets right past those two guys deep.
I just thought this all had to do – I've talked to Adam Gase about this. I thought it all had to do with last year, the New Orleans-Minnesota game.
Oh, of course, the Diggs catch, yeah. Got to be careful with that. You can't let that happen to your team again.
So it was.
Wow. That's interesting, though. I mean, listen.
I don't know if anybody caught it.
I didn't, but thinking about it.
And I didn't know if it was
a great way to play that.
On TV. So I'm wondering how many teams now.
Rush three, keep eight back, six on the sides,
yeah,
two back.
Like
wow.
That.
Wow.
Maybe
wow.
You didn't need a big pass rush. So you guarded the sidelines,
mm-hmm.
had guys deep. So you can't just throw one. And basically saying. Throw it across the middle. You're wide open.
Because there's nowhere else for you to throw it.
And we're going to converge on you. Everybody's going to be around you, and we'll see what happens.
Wow. That's an interesting defense.
Never seen it.
No.
I
feel like you just drew out a play in Madden
that
in
was,
the football game. Yeah.
That was a first last night. So, anyway, we had that. Of course, David Fells and Brock Osweiler going back and forth. And there's a lot of different parts we're going to get to. So
someone just texted in, by the way, of course you love this. They did show it on TV last night. I
oh,
guess I
did?
Didn't see it in the last play. Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It's possible I was checked out by then. That's why I didn't see it. It's possible I was fully checked out by that last play.
There's a chance you were
I
asleep.
Mean, it might have been on, but, you know, I might have been, you know, yeah, playing Candy yeah. Crush or something.
So I didn't know. I'm glad somebody said
yeah.
that. It was – we're –
someone's saying very impressive. Protected the sidelines. They showed it on TV. You're right. Wow, I did not see it.
You weren't getting out of bounds and then try some long field goal.
Okay.
What's
going to
happen?
That's a smart play. That's a smart defense.
Tampa Bay was up two. I mean, they win the game 26-24. So they weren't going to let them because 9 seconds, you could run a pretty good – you could run a 20-yard route and get out right on a corner route or an out route, deep out route or deep comeback. You got plenty of time. You can do that in 5 or 6 seconds.
Okay, 18, 20 so yards downfield.
1, 2, 3 seconds left, and then you got a chance to
kick a long field goal. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not going to do that all the time, but that happened to be one of those situations.
Or it worked.
And the Tampa Bay coaching staff said, all right, that thing we've been working on.
That's right. That trick play that we never thought we were going to use. Let's do it.
Well, you think about it, you complete it and you slide. You still don't have any time.
No.
Right, you slide 20 yards, and you're going, hurry, guys, and it, you know.
Certainly smarter than that, the bad P word we used, prevent. Certainly smarter than that.
Well, yeah, but you're at the end of the game. So they gladly, Tampa Bay said, hey, there's a 20-yard play for you. Just throw it across the middle. Anybody running across the middle, do it. So now it will be interesting to see how teams now know that people are going to do it because they see it and how it worked at the end of the game. So now offense are going to have to – you can run an option. I can see guys like Adam Gase going, catching a ball in the middle, having a guy behind him, and run an option, either try to get out of bounds real fast at 20 yards with a clock because he'll figure out how much time, or just trying to score.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get a guy maybe right down the middle if they're really covering the sidelines like that, but that's got to be one hell of a trick play on offense too.
Crazy.
To counter that. But you know what happens in the NFL. Once you see it once – don't think all the coaches in the NFL now are planning something against that, or will start to plan something against that.
The more
teams use it, it's not going
to
be easy.
It's going to be a hard one to do. And if you throw the ball towards the sideline, it gets picked off like it did last night.
You got six guys covering the sideline. It's hard to throw the ball against that.
So last night, David Fells and Brock Osweiler rotated series after the first one by Ryan Tannehill. They went back and forth. I mean, you can't game more fair than that. Like, you're up. Everybody gets different field position. Everybody's going to be working with different kind of guys. So here we go. Let's see what you can do. And David Fells wins, right, last night,
yeah,
was the better quarterback. Just one thing, David Fells will look at film study today and go, I'd like to have that one throwback.
The little fade to Gesicki in the end zone.
Gesicki's wide open. He's got some separation, and he's a huge target. And
it was a bad throw, and he still got his hand on the ball.
Almost got his hand on it, but, I mean, that should have been a touchdown. You got it set up, and you're in.
Yeah. You know what made me happy about that? Even though it was a bad pass and the play didn't work, that they're going to do that this year. They're going to try to get Gesicki in the end zone one-on-one with guys, and it is a mismatch for that safety, that linebacker, that corner that's going to cover him.
Well, that will be the one when David Fells puts his head on that pillow last night. You know, you go through all this stuff in your head.
Should have had.
I used to, and you go through what you did right, usually what you did wrong. Mm. You know, you never think about the good things, right? And you're sitting down there, it's like, oh, man, I'm going to have to watch that throw. God, I had him open.
Well, you don't think Gase is going to walk into that quarterback room if they're watching that specific thing and go, if you would have just put a little bit more touch on that ball,
right,
that's a touchdown every time.
Or just throw at him, because there was probably about
a two-yard
separation where the defender was inside, and he just
missed it. No, Gesicki had him. Gesicki had him on that play.
But listen, overall, he made some nice throws. Osweiler, I guess the disappointing part for me with Osweiler, who people are down on to start with. He's been with, you know, Denver, Houston, Cleveland back to Denver. And actually got some starts in there everywhere but Cleveland.
That whole
let him
mismatch
go,
right there at $72 million.
So Oswald, that's right, $18 million. Cleveland picked up $18 million of
just
it.
Just to
right?
get rid of the guy, yeah.
But he had three balls batted down. Now, some of that you're going to say, well, you know, this guy, that's going to happen. Everybody gets him batted down a little bit. But you got to slide around and you've been around, you can't look at your target, and some of those things you can help yourself. And the other thing is that clock ran out when you were in great field position after Lucas picked the ball up. Chase Allen made a nice strip as he was going down. You're in great field position. And instead of first and 10, you go first and 15 because you got to delay a game on a veteran quarterback who's been around.
Yeah, can't have that happen.
Just
rookie quarterback, whatever it is.
You're trying to win people over who already know your whole story.
Yeah.
They know the Houston drama.
Of course.
Like, everybody follows the game. And, like, so you already got people like, why, you know, why is he here and this and that? And you got a chance to help yourself.
Dumb penalty.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's a dumb penalty. That's what it is.
Tough one. Huh? So, anyway, and then as Dave Hyde brings up today, there's a guy up in New York that you can trade for. Would love to get him back here. A lot of people like to see Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Back down here.
It'd be really nice to see him
down here.
They're
already talking about trading Teddy Bridgewater. They got a veteran guy who was really good a year ago, and they got a young guy everybody thinks is going to start.
Josh McCown's going to be the backup.
Teddy Bridgewater doesn't want to be a $6 million third-string quarterback on that team.
Never see any playing time at all. Not that if he comes down here he will, but at least he'll have a better chance.
I'd love to see Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Love to see Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, that's one position
here.
You wouldn't feel weird about.
I know they like him. I do know they like him, but anybody needs to feel like they need to upgrade that position.
Well, if Teddy's available, the Dolphins are not going to be the only team around this NFL looking
for him.
No.
They're going to end up getting a good pick.
They're going to get something for him. This isn't going to be a conditional seventh. You know, that's not what it's going to be for this. They're going to want a better pick for this guy.
I wonder how much they're going to play him this preseason, because you got to get their own guys ready.
Yeah, but they got to show him off a little bit, too.
You want to showcase him a little bit, too.
You play him with those threes. You get him in there at the end of the game.
It's hard to look good with those threes.
I know.
It's hard to get your stock up. You start doing that in the fourth quarter of the fourth game. Going, Teddy, go get him.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to, including Hollywood's headlines. We'll get to all of that. A lot more stuff from yesterday. Also, we got some time here. We're going to be checking on the text machine.
Swollen.
Smoke, give me one teaser here before you go to break. I'm used to anything. I'm a big boy. Go ahead.
Goes back to the Cam Newton, Kelvin Benjamin stuff. I saw the video between Cam and Kelvin Benjamin. If you look between the two players, Cam extended his hand out to shake Kelvin's hand. Kelvin brushed it off. Seems to be a little bit bigger beef than we think.
Well, how much worse can it be when you said, I want to go anywhere but there, like because of that quarterback?
Yep.
You know, a lot of people are going, aren't you the guy that was like 50 pounds overweight? Aren't you like, and they went to a Super Bowl and you got injured.
Yeah. You were out, you were fat.
What are you so mad
about?
What did Cam do or say? I wonder if Cam said something to one of the coaches and got back to him, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, we didn't really need him. He was overweight.
The Dez Bryant stuff, blaming people going out the door when you got traded and all that stuff. Anyway.
56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. By the way, the only Dolphin one I'll tease you with also was, I watched 29 all night. That kid was all over the field. You know who 29 was?
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
That's right.
Hey, so nice play late on the game. Yeah. Strip it was up.
We'll read more of these Hollywood headlines coming 29. Up next. Yeah,
I know. You get some other guys going. I'm not worried about 29.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us? I know. I have to talk about that someday. Hey, what do you got for us today?
You just ruined my Friday. You might have.
We'll tell everybody when we're done what we're talking about, because people go, why do they do that private stuff? I hate that, too.
I'm sorry.
Where people do it and they leave you out and they're going, hey, what was that about? And they go, nothing.
Are you
going
to talk about that on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing's.
All right.
Nothing's
everything's
sacred
open.
Here,
okay, no, that's fine. It's kind of interesting. Something to look forward to coming up, I guess.
It's a good radio tease.
If these stories suck, you can just tease that coming
up. I may
out.
Have to change, though. I don't know if my sister would appreciate it, but what do you got for me?
Just change names.
So this is actually kind of a big story here that involves Miami and LSU, who, of course, will open up on Sunday, September the 2nd.
Can't wait.
In Dallas. So they have a cornerback on the team. His name is Christian Fulton. He was the top cornerback, one of them, in the country in 2016.
Okay,
Out of New Orleans. And so he's been suspended now for 18 months. And been trying to get out of this suspension, was trying to get the suspension overturned. It was initially a two-year suspension. He's going to be suspended for this upcoming season as well. LSU was really hoping to get him back. So he had to take a drug test when he entered school. And he thought that the drug test was for recreational drugs, but it was only for performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh.
So he decided when he took the test that he would have someone else's sample fill in for his sample, and he ended up getting caught. Unbelievable here that the NCAA penalty is a two-year suspension for cheating on a drug test like that.
Wait a second.
I mean, that's kind of disappointing.
For letting somebody else?
Yeah, a two-year suspension. Now, look, I know it's LSU, and we want everything possible bad to happen to them. That's fine, but
that's pretty bad.
It's a little harsh.
This is really weak on the NCAA's part. I mean, the kid's got lawyers fighting for him. The school is going to bat for him as well, and the NCAA denied his appeal.
You feel bad for a kid in that position.
I mean, this is really pathetic.
I mean, suspended for 2 years?
Gosh.
You probably should have just hooked pot.
You know, I was around for the start of the NFL when they went from the Wild West, when the whole league was cocaine and everything.
Yep.
And so they started drug testing, but the first year was kind of a loose one, and then they worked it their way into it. And so we came into minicamp, they let us know that we had to take this drug test. And a lot of my team was dirty for something.
Mm.
You can guess. Marijuana.
80s in the Miami. I can take a wild guess.
Maybe a little coke in there. But there were guys. So anyway, like, they go, hey, we need you to go back there and in the bathroom, and we need everybody to get a urine sample.
They didn't follow you in there, so like guys with a camera?
No, not like they do now. And he went, and guys were going, oh, no. So we grabbed Glenn Blackwood.
Okay.
So Glenn Blackwood was in the one stall, and all he did, load up on water, and he peed for the whole team.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you, Glenn Blackwood. What else you got today?
Well, that's a good story. That's a lot of water.
That's a true story. I thanked him. He's an Orange Bowl committee member.
Wow.
And I said, thank you.
Well
I want to thank you.
Your urine helped a lot of people.
All right, guys. We've been following Dez Bryant on Twitter. This has kind of been a weird saga here for him and trying to land on a team. He tweeted out that he's interested in the Browns. Of course, this came out after the whole Hard Knocks thing, and he was inspired by Jarvis Landry's little speech that he gave. But John Dorsey, the GM of the Browns, was asked about it yesterday, and he said that Bryant won't return his phone calls, that he can't get in touch with Bryant. He said if he returns a phone call, he won't return any of my calls.
Oof. That's weird.
It is weird.
Why would you not, when you're looking for a job? And by the way, they may be the only ones interested in
you. The weirdest part of this is that Bryant, during the game last night, said he's starting his visits next week. I'm coming to the land. See you, Mr. Dorsey.
Oh.
And he's going to visit.
He watched him on TV last night. He goes, damn, I can play on that team.
Hey, you see that Baker Mayfield throw me the ball. Wow, interesting. God, that Hard Knocks will get one step better. If you throw Dez Bryant,
we gotta hurry and get Dez Bryant.
Yeah, can we get him locked up in the next couple days? Yeah, please.
Wow.
All right, to the NFL Network we go here, and Heath Evans is trying to fight his firing here. I know Zach has been following along with this story
I actually talked to Heath Evans yesterday.
So basically, what he's arguing, Zach, is that both him and the woman mutually sent each other these racy texts. So that if she does it, it's okay. Like if it's a mutual thing.
Is he divorced now?
I believe not to get
into his business.
I believe so.
Yeah. The NFL Network is arguing that even though maybe she did it as well, that it's not okay to send those pictures to a coworker. Joe.
Okay. I got nothing. I'm not into that here.
You shouldn't be trading texts like that with especially if it's someone that you're working with like that, just in case. He texted me yesterday afternoon and said, "Did you see Twitter?" And I said no. And I went on Twitter and I saw that he put out all the texts yesterday of everything, of the back and forths and all the news about NFL Network. And NFL Network knew about it. They wouldn't have paid me my salary if they didn't. Like, it was a whole thing yesterday. But that relationship between him and that broadcast for NFL Network is over forever.
Have you seen all the people NFL Network has let go because of sexual allegations and harassment and they've cleaned that place up. And by the way, not just talent. People behind the scenes.
Producers, all kinds of stuff.
People running the programs over there going, it's not a big deal. Hey, honey, just go back and do your job. It's fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Marshall Faulk, Donovan McNabb, and Warren Sapp headline that list. That's surprising about Warren Sapp, though. Mm. I mean, just a shocker.
God, I could hear the pettiness in your voice.
No, he's a good guy, like a genuinely nice, good guy, and it's just surprising you would see something like that.
I can't even look at Hollywood right now.
I'm not looking at you either.
You want to end it on a high note here?
Yeah,
send everyone
good
into their Friday here on a good note.
What do you got?
Lance Armstrong posted a picture on Instagram yesterday, and it was a really feel-good story because Lance was riding his bike in Snowmass up there in Colorado, and he had a wipeout, and he smashed his face on the pavement.
You are the ultimate D-bag, man. I'm so happy you're on Team Us. I would not want to be on
with you.
I mean, let's end it on a high note.
I thought you were going to tell something nice about Lance and he wiped out and you're glad, like, he got what he deserved.
Lance, I posted a photo of his busted up face.
He went face into pavement, and that's how Hollywood ended this. Fantastic.
So he hasn't been humiliated enough, right? He's the one guy that, like, after ruining all those lies, his little I'm sorry
Good
to Oprah Lord. Is not enough, right? Is that the
deal?
Are you
going to take the high road on Lance now?
Good Lord.
Oh, no. I think he's a piece of crap.
Oh, he's a cheating SOB.
That's why I laughed. Yeah. I laughed with you on that one. I think Lance is the lowest form of athlete, if you want to call him an athlete, even though he overcame cancer and actually got cancer foundations and research a lot of money. He still... ruin people's lives to try to keep your name clean, when you're the dirtiest human being in the history of cycling and sports, and you go out of your way nationally to lie and lie and lie and call people out at press conferences, only to find out
Oprah got it out of him.
You're a piece of crap.
Oprah got it out of him. Oprah interview.
I think she knew.
Of course.
She wasn't doing a fluff piece with him. You can't lie to Oprah, man.
No.
Yeah, and Oprah's. Yeah, that was.
By the way, the Team Petty Award goes to the Cleveland Plain Dealer today. I just showed you the headline.
That's unbelievable.
The schedule came out for the NBA, and the Cavaliers section in the Cleveland Plain Dealer says Lonzo Ball and Lakers are at the queue on November 21st. And right underneath in small print, former Cav James also expected to play.
Yeah. It's a little jab.
I mean, it's just, it's,
It's a great form of pettiness.
Nobody seems to care, man. It's the second time. I know it's a bigger deal when he finally left.
Just funny.
Why is it everybody hates us and the Lakers are fine?
I know. That's it.
Like, nobody wanted him here, but when he's a Lakers, oh, you know what? That's a good fit. That's the place he should be.
You want to know why? Because there's no chance for him to win in L.A. They're not winning no title in L.A.
Did you see him at practice yesterday?
Looks jacked.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
Looks jacked. LeBron looks big.
Saying LeBron looks jacked, like, that means he was really jacked.
Yeah, because he's already jacked, yes.
He
whatever he normally looks like to you, he looked jacked.
He's a top five gene pool of all time.
Yeah, 100%.
Top five gene pool and the most, can we say this now? The most durable athlete we've ever had.
Well, knock on wood. Yeah. What, did he play 82 last year?
Level, and everybody keeps saying, dude, you know, you got to start on the downside of your career pretty soon. You know, you've been doing this since high school, man. Anyway, tease me. Give me a couple.
There was a couple from Lance Armstrong that says Armstrong gave himself cancer so he could take PEDs. This is what's coming in now.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. Geez, who thinks that? What else?
And the same guy, I don't believe the hairstylist, Warren Sapp, doesn't even have hair. The hairstylist is the one with the package shots and all that stuff.
That guy's such a creepo.
He really is. Another guy said Hollywood for president. That might be your favorite texter ever.
Yeah, that guy's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. Listen to Hollywood.
And the same guy asked if anyone, there was a Miko sighting last night in the stadium.
She did. I was told by their team, because we were all having fun. Grimes and Brenton didn't play last night. Since he wasn't played, she didn't come down.
Wow. Interesting.
How about the fact that they knew that? That actually came up last night.
Mm-hmm. Is she still banned from Twitter?
Oh, I don't know. Ooh. We got to check that out.
You know what? I asked that question last night. Wow. They knew she was. They didn't know if she got it back. They said she's
back?
Pretty quiet. No. I'm pretty quiet up there.
Someone said that LeBron's not a top five gene pool for his hairline. Everyone's got to take shots of LeBron, man.
No, but that body.
I mean, come on.
That thing never breaks. What's it do, sprain ankle for miss one preseason game?
Not even.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We got the 8 o'clock hour to get to.
Nervous he was gonna say he had a hot body.
I was waiting yesterday. For it. I didn't want to bring it up. But I
didn't mean to say hot body because I know what that sounded like. Yeah. And I did say somebody had a hot body. Who did I say had a hot body yesterday?
Who was it?
Yeah, Kourtney Jenner or Kardashian Jenner.
Kourtney
Kardashian's boyfriend. You said had a. You said he was hot.
The model guy.
Yeah, you said he was a hot model.
Yeah. Kourtney Jenner.
They broke up.
Well done.
He got out.
And my Jenners and Kardashians.
We talk so
there.
Much
I'm
Kardashian
sorry.
Here. How could you mess that up?
Maybe the Jenners are going to have their own. The girls are going to split up. The Jenner girls against the Kardashian girl.
Wow. Miko is still banned, by the way.
Okay.
She's still banned.
Update.
All right. Listen. 8 o'clock hour coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.